Good morning. It is Terry Dwayne Ashford here with you for you and about you at 11:39 p.m. preparing for you our internet version of our broadcast for today. Today is November 9th, 2022, Wednesday hump day, and you're here with us and we are here with you from room 347, Extended Stay America Hotel, Texas Corner. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford, CEO, that guy, ready to bring you editor-in-chief for Fabline E! Fashion Magazine and Street Now News.
Keep on moving on, cause I'm a fighter, my breakthrough won't be long. It don't matter where I stand, as long as it's on top. The mother rappers probably rolled off, but it's gon' rock. And everybody out there wonder how can it go pop. The right money guaranteed that the hits don't flop. The hood money guaranteed that I can get more drops. Added streams to the swagger just to get more props. For real though, know you heard that the best don't stop. From the east, but I'ma do it to the west on lock. One time for my partners that I eat with, hey. Two time to getting rich and ballin' out on every weekend. I had to do something, the game was off the deep end. I had the same dream even when I'm not sleeping. So if my heart weakened, my soul will support it. It cost to be the boss, but I think I can afford it. I had to compromise between real and important. And now I space jam like Jordan.
I come so far from 15 in. Now I'm finally standing out. I thought it would all come crashing down. Till I found out what life's about. Now I'm a fighter, I'm a fighter. Gotta keep on moving on. Cause I'm a fighter. My breakthrough won't be long.
Me and Mayman used to talk about these things. How we'll do 200 mil and be about this thing. I'm a beast on the track, so don't doubt me, man. I might play the guitar, but I don't play no games. I'm on the grind for the narrow, fly like a sparrow. All I ever did was aim high like a arrow. I swear it get hard to walk the straight and the narrow. I wake up every day with the strength of a pharaoh. But I'm a humble dude, I still crumble dudes. They paralyzed, I'm just doing what I wanna do. They pair eyes couldn't see me if they wanted to. Cause I'm a predator and I can treat them like a water pool. So excuse me, while I do me. Young Nick Luciano, yours truly. I'm just sticking to the script like a movie. And here's the new me if you knew me.
I come so far from 15 in. Now I'm finally standing out. I thought it would all come crashing down. Till I found out what life's about. I'm a fighter, I'm a fighter. Gotta keep on moving on. I'm a fighter, I'm a fighter. My breakthrough won't be long.
Even on my worst days, I can see the light. Though the storm may come, the sun gonna shine. Everything gonna be alright. Just as long as I don't give up and stand and fight. I was built for this. You can show me no one better. No, they wanna see me down. I may fall and I still get up. I'm a fighter, I'm a fighter, I'm a fighter. I'm a fighter, I'm a fighter, I'm a fighter.
I come so far from 15 in. Now I'm finally standing out. I thought it would all come crashing down. Till I found out what life's about. Now I'm a fighter, I'm a fighter. Gotta keep on moving on. Cause I'm a fighter, I'm a fighter. My breakthrough won't be long. Yeah, yeah.
told my mama I'm gonna make it and I meant that. I said I'm gonna learn the guitar and I did that. Anything to level up, see I be with that. Cause I know time is precious, you can't get a minute back. I had a dream that I would go and get a big bag. My cousin only 25 and push a big jack. Me, I rather had a cannon with the Big Mac. You send them shots at me, you know that they get sent back. Yeah, cause every second is precious. I stopped looking for leaks, started learning investment. Stocks looking legit, so I'ma flip a few homes. Turn one to a studio and flip a few songs. And bang that when I slain that, like it's crack in the 80s. I could sell milk to a baby, sell sun to a flower, sell dreams to a sleep nigga. The epitome of a corporate and a street nigga. Man of many hats, but you can never say I'm capped though. Land of opportunity, I put that on the map, ho. But nah, I ain't even done yet, cause I'ma grind from the time my sun rise till I see my sunset. You'd be surprised, see what happens when you live in your God given purpose. Cause every day you wake up on this surface, another chance to prove that you worth it. I meet you at the top and you deserve it. Keep it up. You can't get a minute back.
Eastern Standard Time. We're jumping in here with you this morning, getting started. First of all, with some weather here for you, with you, and about you. From room 347 Street now on weather. News, sports, fashion, the bold style beauty. This particular weather will be coming to you from the location of Tyson Square, Indiana, Virginia, by Terry Duane Ashford himself, all for you. Currently coming in here at this 10 o'clock hour is what we are looking at here, where we're looking at 51 degrees Fahrenheit outside right now when you step outside that door, in terms of what it's going to feel like. That's going to be at 10 a.m. But right now, as we are rocking and rolling with you right now at 9:33 a.m., it's 45 degrees Fahrenheit outside, with the high today of 61, a low today of 42 degrees. Coming to you from Vienna, Virginia, United States of America, zip code 22182. Here reporting for you from the Tyson's Corner area. We're doing Ashford here, CEO, Tat Media Woodman Company, your chief broadcaster, Street Now, on weather this morning. Currently right now, again, it is 45 degrees Fahrenheit, but it feels like it's 51 degrees outside when you step outside the door. Humidity is going to be set about 60%, and that visibility is 11.99 miles, with the UV index very low today of 2, but the entire day is going to be sunny with a high of 61 degrees. Winds are going to be variable between 5 and 7 miles per hour. Tonight's going to become very, very clear skies. Tonight, winds variable at 3 to 6 miles per hour. Overnight, the low is going to drop to 44 degrees. That's about 6.7 degrees Celsius. Give you a little insight on weather around the world here. In Tokyo, Japan, the weather right there in Tokyo, Japan right now is 57 degrees Fahrenheit outside, in comparison to what we have going on rock and rolling here in Tyson's Corner. 57 degrees in Japan, and rocking all around the world in the United Kingdom and London, it's 57 degrees also there in London, England, the United Kingdom. But in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we're looking at 44 degrees Fahrenheit. Looks like Houston's going to give us our highest temperature for this hour and this day. Foggy right there in Houston, Texas, 72 degrees Fahrenheit right now, under foggy skies. In Los Angeles, we're looking at 48 degrees. In New York, around the world here for the weather, we're looking at 46 degrees. We're going to jump you right back and now right on back here to where we are here in Tyson School of Vienna, Virginia. This particular weather report is brought to you around the world here from Terry Dwayne Ash for Green 347. Jumping right on back to Tyson School of Vienna, Virginia, 45 degrees outside with a high of 61, sunny outside with a low tonight of 42 degrees. Now you are with Street Now, with entities in news, sports, fashion, bold style, beauty, and the Tap Media Women Run Company. We have a lot of things going on here in this operation center here for you, with you and about you today. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford, Chief Executive of Tat Media, that's running Fat Guy Radio, Fat Guy Television, Fat Blind, E! Fashions Magazine. Yeah, has a really nice one coming out here for you today. We want you to check that out for you. Go visit us, if you will, at fabline.thatguytv.com. That's fabline.thatguytv.com. That's Fabline, F-A-B as in boy, L-I-N-E, thatguytv.com. You can also visit us for that major page, the front page. Go there by going to www.fablineethatguytv.com. That's two E's in a Fabline. Because, you know, Fabline started as an electronic magazine. And that's where that E fashion came in. At and provided you with that title. So you have two different websites you can go to there and visit us at Fabline. You can go to fablineethatguytv.com, or you can go simply to fabline.thatguytv.com. I'm Terry Dwayne Ash, Editor-in-Chief in Fashions there for Fabline. Fashion, style, bold style, beauty, fabulous, fabulous living there from Street Now. We have that going on here for you, with you, and about you. We also have some action coming out very soon here regarding a remix of one that we are working on called I Love It. I Love It. Yeah, I Love It. That should be something that will be aired on That Guy Radio first. Aired on That Guy Radio first by Terry Dwayne Ashford, your CEO of That Guy Radio. Now, what you're listening to right there is a beat called Change Man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. One of our promotional pieces for Fabline East Style. Yeah. Here, delivered for you today. November 9th. Terry Dwayne Ashford here for you, with you, and about you on this Wednesday hump day. All for you. Changed Man. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford. It ain't over. It ain't over. Terry Dwayne Ashford here, room 347, here with you, for you, and about you. This particular beat is called Changed Man. And we're going to give credit there to that artist, wonderful artist, Ignite. It's the artist that created this particular beat for you. Been used for you, with you, and about you. Straight Now News. See, I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford. Now, what a fine time on this Wednesday hump day morning, November 9th, 2022, here from room 347. What a fine time for us to go around the world, give you little bits and pieces from around the world. And we did that with that weather there. We talked to you a little bit about the comparison of the weather here in Tyson's Corner, Virginia, and Vienna, Virginia, where we are reporting from. And we took you to Tokyo, we took you to London, the UK, we took you to Venice, Italy, we took you to Philadelphia, and we talked about the weather there, just to give you a little comparison there, because depending on where you are, sometimes things might be just a tad bit different. We want to make sure we stay on top of our game, so when we go somewhere else, we know what we're doing, what we're dealing with, you know, the differences, as well as the similarities of what we're dealing with and getting through while we're there. Let's put it like that. Just getting through while we're there, knowing that people and places, things are going to be a little bit different. So wherever we go, we have to be able to adjust ourselves and our hearts and our souls to be able to carry that out. This morning, we only gave you the tidbits to adjust your body, your clothing, your fashion. Make sure you stay warm there, because the weather is just like everything else. It's a little different wherever you go. Wherever you go. I'm telling you, Dwayne Ashford comes really, really in handy this day, or today, because we are in the middle right now of elections, midterm elections, and we have some things going on that can rock and roll the world here in America. We have the midterm elections that's determined in the Senate and the House that's supposed to work along with the President of the United States. And we're going to talk a little bit about who's winning and who's losing. Right now, let me go ahead and give you some quick stats here. But before we jump into the stats, we want to make sure you understand, you know, understand what we are telling you and what you are hearing. There's the House. There's also the Senate. These are the two houses that makes up the Congress, and the Congress is what is used to balance out the presidential powers of the United States of America. See, everything is about balance. And you can't have anybody or anything that have so much control that they can give orders that don't mean good to somebody or even any one person. Every order that has to be given has to benefit the individuals. No one shall have the power to give an order that hurts anybody without going through a bylaw, a bipartisan judicial process. And that is what we're talking about when we're talking about these midterm elections. We have the Senate, the House of Senate, and the House of and the House of Republicans. And these two houses has to agree in somewhat form of fashion with the President of the United States in order to give an order. You can't give an order, whether you're the president or a king or the House Speaker, or the chair of the Senate, chair of a committee within the Senate, you can't give an order that's going to be non-beneficial to a person's life. That's what we're saying here. But we're just using that person's life as an example. You can't do that in America. So that is the reason why we...
smoking, linking up with my folks. I'm hoping to get the whole hood straight. I got a lot on my plate, but I ain't stressing, because the goal was to eat. I need my seconds. Everything will be okay as long as I got an A for some super sour diesel just for breakfast. They say they bring us some duckets, tell them to come through. Your partner got that biscotti, tell them to come too. It's gonna be lit in the party, cause what we gon' do is blow a couple bags, and I ain't talking cash. I hope this session doesn't end, cause we're just rolling up, my friend. Some people saw this
smoking and just looking for a buzz. And then we got the party high as fuck, ayy. I hope this session doesn't end, cause we're just rolling up, my friend. Some people started smoking and just looking for a buzz. And then we got the party high as fuck, ayy, ayy. La 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 la. My weed so loud, it's like I never come down. Hey. A bouquet of wedding flowers get devoured by the hour with the strawberry cough mixed with lemon. Yeah, it's sour. Tropicana, banana, gorilla glue, and Maui Waui. On cloud 99 is where they found me. Alaska thunder fuck got me up. Nah, I ain't no rookie. Support the community with them Girl Scout cookies. Make sure you leave who you came with. Especially if they really had that train wreck. Yep. We just really tryna catch a vibe. Every day we catch a high. Take a hit and catch a ride. Only way to blow my mind. Mary Jane every time. Favorite girl in the world ain't lying. I hope this session doesn't end, cause we're just rolling up, my friend. Some people started smoking and just looking for a buzz. And now we got the party high as fuck, ayy. I hope this session doesn't end, cause we're just rolling up, my friend. Some people started smoking and just looking for a buzz. And now we got the party high as fuck, ayy, ayy. La 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 la. My weed so loud, it's like I never come down, ayy. Break it down, roll it up, light it up, pass it. Break it down, roll it up, light it up, pass it. Break it down, light it up, pass it, light it up, pass it. Hey, I say, break it down, roll it up, light it up and pass it. Break it down, roll it up, light it up and pass it. Break it down, roll it up, light it up and pass it. Light it up and pass it. Hey, I hope this session doesn't end, cause we're just rolling up, my friend. Some people started smoking and just looking for a buzz. And then we got the party high as fuck, hey. I hope this session doesn't end.
Street right now, and we're talking to you a little bit first about the elections and what they mean there. In addition to the two houses that control the orders, the executive order, the executive offices, give balance there to the lives of American people, and that means all of American people. We also have the three branches there that consist and comprises of the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. The judicial branch is the one that enforces laws, laws that are on the book. Interpretation of the law goes through the legislative branch and the executive branch. But the judicial enforcers are to enforce the law as the laws are written. That means you don't go around the corners and you don't create new laws based on what you think law is. Because it's not about what you think. It's about what you see. It's about what is written. And then on top of all of that, guys, gals, world, universe, you have something that you know of as politics of the people. Politics of the people. And there you have the interpretation of the law. And there you have the interpretation of the factual written law. And sometimes those interpretations of the law might become color of laws, and somebody might want to pose an interpretation of a law as the law and try to enforce that and fight about it. That's where we are right now. That's why these midterm elections are so important. We're not dealing with interpretations. We're dealing with first and foremost facts of law. I'm Jerry Dwayne Ashford reporting for you from Street Now with Entities of News, Sports, Fashion. Whoa, stop booty. Here.
Thank you.
Jablani. I'm Terry Duane Ashford. We're in 347 reporting for you. Interpretations of laws, what we're talking about now. We're going to jump right into the midterm elections there. Giving you some interesting information. Now, let's just say right now, our president of the United States is a Democrat. He belongs to, he's the leader of the Democratic Party all over the nation here. Now, in order to get things passed, to get his orders to flow through, he has to go through the Senate and the House on each and every order he gives. Even on trade agreements that include international, outside of America, he has to go through processes and procedures and then use prudence and virtue and doing the right thing and making those decisions. His orders are limited by his office. A president's orders are limited by his office. Yeah, you can give orders, but those orders even have to be approved. According to most laws, if it's nothing that's pressing, that's whatever the case may be, has to pass the Senate by 3/4, I think, of the Senate approval and 2/3 of the House approval. Before we move forward, I'm going to confirm that and make sure I have that correct in terms of not twisting it back and forth there. But my understanding off the top of my head is that it's 3/4 of the Senate that has to approve the president's orders and 2/3 of the House of Republicans. Okay, we're not going to take all the time that we need to confirm the specifics, but for the majority of the cases, it has to be at least 2/3. 2/3 has to approve when the presidents make any type of changes, orders, executive orders, and things like that in order for the directive to fly and to flow smoothly. And so that is the importance that we have before us in terms of this midterm election. Right now, we're looking at in order to take control of the Senate, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, 51 is needed for the majority. 51. Let me tell you the importance of that. If the Republicans take control of the Senate, then the Republicans have control of one of the houses that could say yay or nay to the president. You see, and the president is Democrat. So it would be difficult and really hard if both houses go to the Republicans with a Democratic president, because let's just say everything goes according to goes bipartisan by the party, and the party leaderships have the control to say whether their members of their cabinets and their houses are going to vote in favor or against the president's request. In the Senate right now, we have 47 that has won their seats. 47 that has won their seats. So it's 51 that's needed to take the majority of the House. On the Democrat side of the Senate, there's 48 that have won. There's 48. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and make sure we have this correct here. Yeah, there's 48 right now in the Democrat. So it's 48 to 47. It takes 51 in order to win control of the House. Let's look at that Senate. Let's look at the House of Republicans. House Republican, there's 218 that is needed in order to take control of that House of Republicans. House of Representatives. And there, the Republicans have 199. Only 218 is needed. That's how many? That's 19 more is needed for the Republicans. They have control of that House of Representatives. 173 has been won by Democrats thus far in these midterm elections here, where the midterm elections could determine the next 2 years for the president and making his request and getting things rolling through the Congress. All right. Well, so that is why the midterm elections are very, very important. Very important to the presidential election, presidential office, to the president getting things passed in terms of his request and his orders, if there are such thing, executive orders too, in order to get those things passed, make those things flow and make those things have meaning to the public, to us here in America. He has to have some type of, he has to get buy-in from both the House of Representatives as well as the House of the Senate. Currently, we have, again, 48 Democrats holding the seats in the House of the Senate and 47 holding the seats in the House of Representatives. We're going to make that correction real quick. We had that noise in the hallway again. It rocks and roll, right? When we are rocking these types of broadcasts for you. And we want to make sure we get that correct. We have 48 Democrats in the House of Senate already, and we have 47 Republicans in the House of Senate already. Needed 51 in order to take majority of that House. In the House of Representatives, we have 173 Democrats there, and a total of 199 Republicans in that House of Representatives, where 218 is needed in order to take control of that particular House. let's just give you a scenario there that what if the Republicans take control of both House of Representatives and the House of the Senate? That means the president would have to have a really hard time getting things passed. That also means that the president would have to have a really nice handshake with the party leadership of the Republican Party in order to get things passed. That would be, he has four people he has to go through there in order to get things, to get the smallest thing passed. If the Republicans take control of both houses. And now this is a fine time to tell you again why we went around the world on that weather, to tell you what those differences are in those particular areas, just like here in this election here, the differences of those parts around the nation. We have 48 right now that have their sealed seats there in the House of Senate, Democrats, with 47 whose seats are sealed in the House of Senate for Republicans. Let's go again. I'm going to give that scenario to you one more time. Let's say the election results gives us both houses goes to the Republicans, and we have a Democrat president. Think about it. Let's also say on the other side of the token that both houses go to the Democrats, and we have a Democrat president. It's going to be really, really easy, mostly, one can say, for the president in that particular scenario. Well, the situation is as it is. Right now, we're in the middle of the midterm election, and those are the overall results right now. As we're speaking here from Room 347, Extended Stay America Hotel, Texas, going to bring you midterm election updates. And what is this looking like there? Let's go ahead and look really quick here at the governor here, taking to Yahoo for these midterm election results here. Governors, we have 21 Democrats right now that have taken governorship of their respective states. We have 24 Republicans right now that has taken their place in their own respective states. Now, the loss and the gain here, we have a loss of two Republican governors overall, and we've gained two Democrat governors overall, two states. On the governorship of the states here, we have the main, one of the huge ones there, Texas is Republican. Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and Ohio are all red states for the governor, for their governor, who is Republican. We also have there the middle states, the Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota are also Republicans, along with Vermont and the state of New Hampshire. Some of the biggies for the Democrats, we have Pennsylvania has gone back to Democrat, Maryland is Democrat, so is New York, and Connecticut and Maine up there in that northeast part of the world there. We have the state of Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, also blue states have gone to the Democrats in terms of their governors. Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, and California are all so blue states for Democrats, and so is Hawaii. Now, most of these governors abide by similar or same rules as the president in terms of their respective House and Senate two-chamber Congress system, where they also have to get approval, buy-in by the houses of the states there. Well, from Room 347, Terry Dwayne Ashford here. Street Now with entities of news, sports, fashion, boast, diabetes. Street Now is an entity of Tat Media Wilma & Company here, brought to you by Son of Wilma and Son of David, representing Bucksnort, not Buckingham, Bucksnort Independence And what we are bringing to you this morning on November 9th, hump day morning, morning at 10:07 a.m. right now, Eastern Standard Time. We are rock and rolling here with you on what is upcoming here from Bad Guy Radio, Bad Guy Television. Yeah, Bad Guy TV. Yep. And we have a new one coming out for you eventually. We don't know how soon that's coming, but something we're working on right now. First of the First by Terry Dwayne Ashford. You're your CEO, Terry Dwayne Ashford, coming up with a remix for you called I Love It. Yeah, I love it. I thank everybody who rocks and roll with him in the car. See that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford? Now he loves it. Love it just like that. And that guy radio piece is called I Love It. I love it. I am him. Terry Dwayne Ashford with the car. Hit that guy. All for you. We're going to close out on that for you. We're going to rock and roll this through a live broadcast here from That Guy Radio. That's set to begin somewhere between 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 10:45. Eastern Standard Time here from inside room 347 Extended Stay America Hotel Tyson Square. We are located for you with you about you at 8201 Old Courthouse Road, 8201 Old Courthouse Road, Tyson Square, Vienna, Virginia. That zip code is 2182. As we close out this morning, so reporting here from Terry Dwayne Ashford, room 347, we want to touch on some of the hot issues that you might want to take a little time on your own to check out for yourself. And one of them is that crime may have helped the Republicans seal midterm victories. Crime. So where people are talking about how crime has hit the place, hit all over the world, and some of that crime has been placed, obviously, leaning toward the Democrats there, which has given the Republicans the lead there in the midterm elections. Another story that's taken the world by not necessarily a storm, but just giving a little making a few waves there. Some people are looking at, you remember Barack Obama, they're looking into where does this guy fit into American politics today? He left office, I think, 8 years ago. Is it 8 years? Yeah, 8 years ago. They're wondering, where does he fit? Where does he fit in the American political scheme today? Does he play a role? Is he helping in some of those decisions that you see coming out of the Biden's office? But they're looking at, and I think it's a story that we're taking a sneak peek at, Wilbur Bush, tiptoeing through the tulip patch there. I think that's a story that's worth taking a look, because you know what? Barack Obama is not too old to run again. No, look at him. Some of the photographs look like he's still young enough, healthy enough, and he could run again. But we're not sure if that's possible, because he has held two terms. Unlike that of President Trump, he didn't hold two terms. So Trump can run again, but we're not sure if the law allows President Obama to run again or not, because he's already held two full terms, 8 years. There's a max number of years that a person can hold the Oval Office in America. There are reasons pertaining to that. So, but they are still looking at where does he fit into American politics today, despite the fact that he can't run again. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford, bringing these hypothetical situations up there and giving you some things to look to the pulse, gauge the pulse of the America today. America today. You know, America today is, it's a new day every day. It's a new day every day. So, as with the country, it's a new day every single day. Every single day. So, we're looking at America today here from Street Now News. Terry Dwayne Asher, son of Wilma, all for you. Okay, all right, well, look, I'm going to steer you to take a look at the shoe selection from Fabline Fashion Magazine, here headed by me as editor-in-chief, their fashion editor-in-chief. Fabline Magazine's spotlighting some very nice shoe collections there. We also spotlighted there a very interesting fashion line called D Squared 2. The square person is what I think about when I think of that fashion line. That is one of the reasons why I chose to take a good look at it, and to take a good look at that fashion line, to see what they are offering, what they are sharing, what they are saying are the hot and popping trends for this year, 2022-2023, fall and winter. passion. Would you take a look at that? Go visit us here at fablon.fablon.thatguytv.com. You'll be right there with the street now. Terry Dwayne Ashford here bringing you some fashions for the fall going into the winter. There we feature the Square 2. We feature him too. I also talk about we looked at Fendi collection. We looked at Louis Vuitton new collection. We looked at a line of bags. Bags, you know, everyone's carrying their backpacks, their satchels. It's fashionable these days. I've looked around and I've seen some of the fashions there, and the backpacks, the man purses are matching the man shoes. The Stacey Adams. We have a shoe collection there that we're looking at. We are going to be delving into the backpacks, the handbags, the bags that men and women are carrying. And we are, of course, looking at the sassy fashion and the style, Bo-Style Beauty here. That's brought to you by Street Now. Yeah, Bethany's in here, supports fashion, Bo-Style Beauty. You're going to be with, when you go there, you're going to be with Fabline E. I'm Terry Dwayne Ash for your CEO.
Yeah.
Terry Edwin Ashford here, coming in to say thank you so much for listening here. In today's broadcast, we are closing out right before noon right now. Let's see what that time is. It's actually 11:42 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday Hump Day, and we are closing out our broadcast for you. Don't forget to check us out. Check out that internet version, making sure that you are with the right one, the right person. And we also want to remind you to check us out at fabline.thatguytv.com. Fabline.thatguytv.com. That's fabline.thatguytv.com for Fabline Fashions, e-fashions from Street Now, Terry Dwayne Ashford, and from Room 347. All for you. All for you.